sorry.
You're going to edit that, right? Edit that out completely.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. Episode 44. Hello, Reza.
Hiya, Craig. How are things?
Things are pretty good, my old friend. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks.
If you are a new listener, if this is your first time here, welcome. Reza and I are going to help you improve your English and try to take it to the next level. My name's Craig. Reza is next to me. And remember, you can find more podcasts at inglespodcast.com, and you can study English free at mentioningles.com. In this episode, we have some listener feedback from Winston. Reza's going to speak to us about the difference between like and as, I say como, and I'm going to speak about the difference between after and afterwards, which was a question from Miguel, one of my Saturday students. Anyway, Reza, Winston says to us, Winston sent us a sound file, which was very nice. It's always nice to get your audio feedback. And if you'd like to do that, just go to our homepage at inglespodcast.com, click the button, and turn on your microphone and speak to us. We'd love to hear from you. So this is Winston's feedback.
It was very nice to hear you talking about the pronunciation of couldn't. My problem always was, my problem is to hear or to understand when with the word can and cannot. It's very difficult to me to identify, to see the difference in between can't and cannot when there is a contraction. Can. It's very difficult. Can you please give us a exercise with this word, can and cannot, please?
So, in answer to Winston, thank you very much for sending that, can and can't. Now, we have spoken about this before, but I can't remember which episode it was, so we'll say the same thing again. It's difficult, isn't it, Reza? It's difficult to hear when it's the positive can and the negative can't, because native speakers don't pronounce the t at the end of can't, which is cannot. So what I suggest is that students focus on the vowel sound. Now, in connected speech, can becomes can, like I can speak English, I can swim. And the negative can't, the vowel sound is longer, it's R, like car or far. So listen, can, can't, or can, can't. I can swim, I can't swim. I can swim, I can't swim. I can swim, positive, I can't swim, negative. So you don't really hear the t sound very often, but you do hear, usually, the difference in the vowel sound. The negative vowel sound is longer. Let me read some examples, Reza, and you tell me if it's can or can't, if it's positive or negative. But okay, Leave a second for our listeners to also try to guess.
Okay.
So here's number one. I can't understand the difference.
Negative.
Correct. I can't understand the difference. Number two. I can meet you for a beer after work.
Positive.
Correct. I can meet you. I can meet you. I can meet you. I can meet you for a beer after work. Number three. I can lend you that money you asked for.
Positive.
Yes. Are you finding this difficult? Can you then?
No, not really.
Because you're a native speaker and you're used to it, yeah.
Yep.
I can lend you is positive. I can lend you. Number four. I can't have lunch on Saturday.
Negative.
Yes. I can't. It's a longer vowel sound. I can't have lunch on Saturday. Next, I can understand why he left her.
Positive.
Yes. I can understand. Positive. Number six. Can you come for lunch tomorrow?
It's a positive question.
It's a positive question. You weren't fooled by the question. Can you come? And the last one. John can't, but Michelle can come.
First one negative, second one positive.
Correct. John can't, negative, but Michelle can come. Michelle can come. Michelle can come. Okay. So try to remember, Winston, to focus on the vowel sound, not the t on can't.
And I would say another thing. I would say, generally speaking, also when it's positive, we tend to, as you say the word in a weak way, can, and stress the verb straight after it. I can come. I can swim. I can help you. However, when it's negative, we tend to stress the word can't. Yeah?
Yeah.
And so that's another way to distinguish, because if the word is given a certain emphasis, stress, I can't come, it's negative. Whereas if it's given no stress, it's probably positive. I can come. It's another thing. Stress.
Yes, that's useful. That also helps. But it is difficult. We understand. Just try to practice and listen again to my examples. Try to get your ear used to the difference between the positive and the negative. Our second piece of feedback is from Mamen. Hello, Mamen, who writes again to say that she wants to use her English to find a job. And I hope, Mamen, you heard our last episode in which we spoke about work-related vocabulary and job interviews. She hopes that she has enough money to visit friends who have found work in other countries. Mamen has never really studied English in an academic way, but she does listen to music and she watches movies and TV series. She recommends for other listeners two podcasts which I like very much. One is Luke's English podcast at teacherluke.co.uk, and the second one is darwenglez.com, which is a very good podcast by David Garcia from Murcia in Spain. She left us a voice message, and here's Mamen with her voice message. But first, we have a voice message from Mamen, who has sent us a Because of My English story. So here's Mamen.
Hi, Craig. Hi, Reza. Hi, everybody. How are you? I hope not as nervous as me, but finally I decide to record this message. So here I am. Well, I would like to say that because of my English, I could speak to the people in my trips to foreign countries, or get a better job, or even find one, but it wasn't. Don't be sad, don't worry, I'm sure it'll be. I'm sure this is going to change because I am a very positive person, and I am completely sure that after 5 years of being stuck, now I am on my way. I'll have the money enough to visit my friends who left Spain to find a job in England and in other countries too. I'm going to travel all over the world like I used to do in the past, and I will meet excellent people, and of course, I will communicate with them in English. Anyway, I always love English language, new language in fact, but I never learned English in an academic way, so I used to learn it with the music and movies and TV series. I love music and I love understand the meaning. Now, of course, I learn with amazing people like Craig, Reza, Lux from Lux English Podcast, Dawe, and all of my good English teachers and friends from the chat English group. Well, I wish you enjoy my words, sorry for my mistakes, and of course I hope this helped all of you to lose your sight. And as Craig suggests, don't wait until you speak better. Do it now. Share with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mamen, for sending that in to us. Yes, I have heard of Luke's English podcast. I think it's very good. I definitely recommend it. But I hadn't listened to it too much in the past. I am hoping to get in touch with Luke and maybe ask him on the show for an interview in the near future. And some of you may know that David Garcia from Dawe Inglés was a guest on the show last year. So if you haven't heard that, go to Inglés podcast.com and you can hear our interview with David. So thank you very much, Mamin, and I'm pleased you're still listening. Grammar. Reza, I think this episode we're going to speak about the difference between like and as when Spanish translated as como.
Yes, because they can be confused. They can be confused quite easily. So, first of all, let me just say that like has many meanings, as you say. I like ice cream, me gusta. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about like with the meaning of como. Like, similar to as, only that. Okay, well, they both mean more or less como. For example, she speaks English like a native speaker. Ella habla inglés como un nativo. I know what you're thinking. Ojalá, ojalá. Someday you will. Someday you will.
Keep
she
practicing.
Speaks English like a native speaker.
Keep listening to the podcast.
And you will. He swims like a fish. Nada como un pez.
I swim like a stone.
Yeah. You sink to the bottom.
I go to the bottom. I swim like a stone.
What about this? Like me, my friend Craig is an English teacher. Like me, como yo.
Como yo. Mm-hmm.
Etc. You can also use like to say that something is typical of someone. Typical of someone. It's so like me to be late.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, Craig, you're too kind. You're too kind.
I was late today. I was nearly late.
But I managed to be even later. Yeah, it's terrible. I'm ashamed of that aspect of my personality, but I'm afraid so. Maybe I've become too Spanish. Yeah.
But in this translation, you wouldn't translate like as como. You'd say es tan típico de Reza llegar tarde.
Es tan típico de mí llegar tarde. It's so like me to be late.
It's so like him to do that.
So not como, but more es típico.
Or it's just like me to forget about a meeting, or it's just like me to forget the person's name. Yeah.
Good, you said just there. So you can say simply like, but very often we give it emphasis with so like or just like.
It's just like him to say it, yeah.
It's tan típico.
It's just like him to say that.
Another one is, now if we go to the verb look like, that's a phrasal verb, right? I look like my dad, for example. Me parezco a mi padre. We have a similar appearance. I look like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a particle like going with the verb look like.
Do you look like your brothers?
I look like my elder brother, but not like my younger brother. What about, do you look like your sister, do you think?
I don't think so. I look like my dad a bit. Yeah, I look like my dad. But I can say I'm like my sister, which means I have a similar personality.
It could be, yeah. For me to be like can be personality or it can be appearance. Can be either. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm like my brother. I'm tall, slim, and I've got a good sense of humor.
Exactly.
Tall and slim are physical. A good sense of humor is personality. So for me, to be like can be either personality or appearance.
But if you say look like, it's
only
appearance.
Because look is visual.
Right? I look like my dad.
Another use of look like is for predictions or what you think is going to happen. It looks like it's going to rain. Look at the clouds. It looks like. Parece que va a llover. Yep. It looks like. Another use of like is for examples. Imagine I have a bad back. So the doctor said to me, don't play any competitive sports like tennis or football or rugby. They're too bad for your back. So he used tennis, football or rugby as examples. He said, don't play competitive sports like tennis, football or rugby. He meant, for example, like, for example.
Or I could say there are many good things about English food, like roast dinners, like cakes and desserts, for example.
Yeah. Although there are some bad things as well, like spam. Listeners, we won't go into detail, but what spell it? S-P-A-M. Look it up in internet and weep, cry, llora, when you find out that there are English people who actually like spam. Okay, on to as. As means more or less en la misma manera or en la misma condición. It can also mean como. But its use is not the same as like. They are not interchangeable, generally. So, here's an example. Nobody
plays the trumpet as Miles Davis did? Nobody plays the trumpet as Miles Davis did, the famous jazz trumpeter.
Could I not say nobody plays the trumpet like Miles Davis did?
Not in what I would call good English, no.
Okay.
Although people do it, you'll hear it. You'll hear native speakers do it, but it's not good English. Technically, they're wrong, because as Miles Davis did, the word did, it's an auxiliary verb. So when you have a verb, even if it's an auxiliary verb, did, or a full verb, it doesn't matter, you have to use as.
So as is followed by a subject and a verb, un sujeto y un verbo.
Verbo, or verbo auxiliar in this case, yeah, will do.
So I could say Reza gave a wonderful lesson yesterday, as he always does.
Yeah, as he always does. He is the subject and does is the auxiliary verb. Mm-hmm. What you could also say is nobody plays the trumpet like Miles Davis. Mm-hmm. Ah, I just said like there, because this time I have no verb. Like Miles Davis, stop. It means the same as Miles Davis did.
So with as, it would be verb plus like plus sustantivo pronombre.
What? Can you repeat that?
As is as plus sujeto.
Y verbo. O verbo auxiliar.
And like would be verbo plus like plus sustantivo o pronombre. He swims like a fish.
Yeah, exactly. So after like, there's no subject verb.
Right.
It's either a noun or an ing.
Right.
Or pronoun.
Right.
In other words, after as, there's a clause. Do you remember what lesson was it we talked about clauses?
Oh, I can't remember. I'll put the link in the show notes at ingles.podcast.com.
As and like have the same meaning here, but one is followed by a clause, as Miles Davis did. As plus a clause, subject plus verb or auxiliary verb. And like is not followed by a clause. No subject verb.
Right.
Just like Miles Davis. Stop. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are there any other uses of as that you could think of?
There's as for comparatives.
Ah, comparatives, of course. Yeah.
For example, Craig's poor and I'm poor. Of course, we're English teachers and podcasters. He's as poor as I am. He is poor and I am poor. We are equally poor. He's as poor as I am.
I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh, Craig, don't say that. You still look great.
Thank you. Yo no soy tan joven como era.
What did you say it was in English?
I'm not as young as I used to be.
Yeah. So for a comparative, as young as. Tan joven como. Tan como. As.
He's as poor as I am.
Tan pobre como.
And he's as happy as I am.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Another thing which Spanish people often get wrong is such as. Such as means the same as like. Now, this is getting confusing, isn't it? We said like can be, for example, competitive sports like tennis, football or rugby. I could say competitive sports such as tennis, football or rugby.
It's actually true, you know. I have a bad back, and because of my bad back, the doctor told me not to play competitive sports such as tennis, football or rugby. I could also say like tennis, mm-hmm. football or rugby.
Yes. The common mistake of Spanish people is they forget the word such. Have you heard that a lot?
Yeah, that's a common mistake.
Blah, 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 competitive sports as no. Such as equals, for example.
Yeah, that's a common mistake. Another common mistake is as a preposition.
Yes. Now, we did say that as is followed by, when it means como, as is followed by a clause, subject and verb. Yes, but not always. If you use as a preposition, for example, if I say to you, I started working as a teacher 20 years ago. Aha, as a teacher 20 years ago. A teacher 20 years ago. There's no subject verb in that a teacher 20 years ago. It isn't subject verb. It isn't a clause. But I used as. Okay, because it's a different use of as. it's not the same as... Oh, I said as. It's not similar to... I'm confusing you by saying as too much. It's not similar to... The same as. It's not similar to when I said before, no one plays the trumpet as Miles Davis did. No. This use means as a profession, a role, or a function.
So it's describing a profession or a job.
A role, function.
It's not correct to say, I started working like a teacher.
No, even though there is no subject verb, it's not a clause. Still, you're obliged to use as when you're referring to a profession, job, or role. For example, in my house, I don't have a chopping board. Una madera donde cortar. I don't have a chopping board, but I use an old piece of wood as a chopping board.
As a chopping board.
It isn't really a chopping board, but I've decided that will be its function,
mm-hmm.
as a chopping board. So as goes without a subject and verb when the meaning is role, function, use, job.
Right. And it's a very common mistake, isn't it? I very often hear the mistake, I used to work like a farmer. And what the Spanish speaker really means is, I used to work as a farmer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about this example? Working as a teacher is like being an actor.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Working as a teacher
is
like being an actor. Because you're in front of the class, you're acting to a certain extent. Es como ser.
Como.
Yeah.
It's similar to.
It's similar to. Working as a teacher is like being an actor. It's similar.
Oh, it's parecido. Ah.
Parecido.
What about this one, Craig? As your teacher, my students, I suggest you study more. As your teacher, I suggest you study more. As your teacher means in the role of a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
As my role as a teacher, my job, my profession, as your teacher, I suggest you study more. Compare that to... Like your teacher, I suggest you study more, although I am not your teacher.
So, yeah, in the second example, it's not your teacher, but in as if you were your teacher, I suggest you study more, and your teacher would give you the same advice.
Just we'll invent names just to clarify. Imagine in the second example, your teacher is Bob. I'm Reza. So, Bob... is your teacher. Like your teacher, Bob, I suggest you study more. Mm-hmm. I'm Reza. I'm not your teacher. Bob's your teacher. But like your teacher, in other words, similarly to your teacher, he said you should study more, and I also say you should study more.
Right.
So, like your teacher, I suggest you study more, and as your teacher, I suggest you study more. Do not mean the same thing.
No.
When I say, as your teacher, I am your teacher. It's my role. When I say, like your teacher, I am not your teacher. I am saying the same thing as your teacher.
Absolutely.
And then there's a few fixed expressions with as, Craig. Can you think of any?
Well, as you know is one. As you know, como sabes, as you know, Aprender Inglés con Rezi Craig is one of the best podcasts for learning English on the internet.
Everyone knows that.
As you know. As I said, como he dicho, as I said, the best way to improve your English is to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. So that's as I said and as you know. Are there any more?
What about as expected? This is true, listeners, by the way. As expected, our podcasts have now passed 5,000 downloads per episode.
Wow, incredible. As expected. As we requested, I'm happy to say that many listeners have been writing reviews about this podcast on iTunes.
And please continue to do so.
Oh, yes. We love your reviews. Vocabulary. Let's quickly look at the difference between after and afterwards, which is a question I got from a student of mine, Miguel, from my Saturday FCE class. Miguel says, it's confusing. What's the difference? After and afterwards, when do I use which? Well, you can use after as a preposition and a conjunction. After really means later than, or next in time, or next in place. For example, do you fancy a beer after work? or the supermarket is just after the bank on the right, for example. After can be used before a noun phrase as a preposition. After I gave her my phone number, she sent me a text straight away, introducing a clause that can be used as a conjunction. After I gave her my phone number, she sent me a text immediately. Another example, she did voluntary work in a hospital after she graduated. So you wouldn't say afterwards she graduated in that example. Be careful. We use the present simple following after when we talk about the future. For example, I'll phone you after I get to the station. It's wrong to say after I will get to the station. Mm-hmm. I'll phone you after work. I'll phone you after I get home, for example.
What about afterwards, Craig?
I'll phone you afterwards is possible if it's not followed by a phrase. So
what is afterwards then? What type of word is it?
Afterwards can be an adverb. Mm-hmm. It's an adverb, so you could use after as an adverb, although afterwards is more common. So it's usually part of an adverbial phrase. For example, he had an operation on his leg and afterwards was unable to play football for 3 months. So you can say an after he was unable to, but afterwards I think in this situation would be more common.
Yeah. I think to say an after blah 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 is technically incorrect, but in modern English many people do it.
Especially in spoken English. Yeah, yeah, maybe less in written, but in spoken English it's you do hear it, yes. Let me give you an example with using both of these. First, I did a teaching course in London, then I taught English in a college in the UK. So with after I did a teaching course in London, I taught English in a college in the UK. That's using after first. I can put after in the middle of the sentence. I can change the order. I taught in a college in the UK after I did a teaching course in London. Now, with afterwards, I can make two sentences. I did a teaching course in London, full stop. Afterwards, comma, I taught English in a college in the UK.
Ah, you said comma. Comma is very common afterwards, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Afterwards.
Afterwards. Although afterwards can also be the last word of a sentence, can't it?
Yeah. Yeah. We had coffee afterwards. Mm-hmm. And finally, with the same example, you can put afterwards in the middle of the sentence, but have just one big sentence, one long sentence. You can say, I did a teaching course in London, comma, and afterwards I taught English in a college in the UK. So I hope that's a little clearer, Miguel. They are often interchangeable, but again, afterwards is more common as an adverb. Any comments?
I just wanted to say that for me, that's enough. I'd like to stop because after this podcast, I am being treated to Pad Thai. Chicken. Straight after this podcast, and I can't wait another minute.
Pad Thai?
What's it called?
Pad Thai. Yeah, we're going to have Pad Thai afterwards. So we'll let you know.
Let's stop right now.
We're both very hungry, and we will let you know how it is. I hope it turns out okay. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us. Please remember to send in your feedback and your comments. You can send us an email to craig@inglespodcast.com, to reza@belfastreza.com. And remember, you can send us a voice message, which we love to get. We love to actually hear your voices. It's much more personal, and you can do that on our webpage at inglespodcast.com and study English free at mansioningles.com, taking your English to the next level. So, until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And cheerio from me.
And it's goodbye from here. Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts, and the track is called See You Later.